This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 7 at the hour, Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The other shoe or another shoe has dropped. NBC announcing it's firing Matt Lauer over a sexual harassment allegation. What I believe to have been the case as I'm nosing around different sources here, Andrew Lack, who is the president of NBC News and Lauer's boss, said that there was a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior. Well, he's had sex with half the people that are on the set, it would appear. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but he's known as being a philanderer. There's no question about that. So here's the latest one to bite the bullet, and I believe this came... The New York Times has been working on a story, and I think NBC found out about it and decided they better put themselves out there first. That's the way I read it, ladies. You read something else into this?
I would agree with that. No, I think you're 100% right. I think that they knew. I follow what the journalist who I guess was the lead investigator on the Matt Lauer story for the New York Times. He's been tweeting up a storm. He's about to go on CNN Live to talk about the story that the New York Times was still finalizing and that they hadn't. I don't know if they had a publication date ready for it yet, but it seems like NBC was getting out ahead of it.
Yeah. Well, better
than
they do.
Which must be really damaging for them to even say in that statement that it's the first complaint they've had about Matt Lauer in his 20 years there. So this must be something really bad.
We know that's not true.
Yeah, well, maybe official that HR knows about. I mean, there have been stories about Matt Lauer, but who officially filed?
So who's seen... Jennifer, I've not seen the video of Savannah Guthrie announcing the news on the program.
I watched it with no audio.
Yeah, me too.
Well, she was crying, or it looked like
I think everybody was a little shaky because they found out right before they went on the air. I think they must have called in Hoda early, but this decision was made just Monday night. So that's...
The journalist from the New York Times said that Matt Lauer was told last night before he went to bed.
Tuesday night, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And so he is resigning. It is part of a national reckoning, so said Ms. Guthrie. Heartbroken, he's my dear, dear friend, et cetera, et cetera. And I believe all of that stuff. I think I think all of that stuff is true. But
that's what makes it hard is that most of these guys, and specifically a lot of these people are men, there are women involved, but they have lives. They're not all just predators all the time. I mean, Harvey Weinstein was a perfect example of someone who preyed on people all the time. But in many cases, these people have lives and they have families and they have people that love them. And then they pursue power and all of a sudden they're in this situation.
So here they're told just before the announcement wasn't made last night. It was made this morning just before they went on the air.
Right.
And Al Roker was obviously, I'm looking at some of the side video quickly that I can piece together. He's visibly shaken by this. And remember, these people have been working together for 20 years.
I know.
It's not like this is, just.
Especially Al and Matt. They've been together
forever. Right. They've been friends and together for a long, long time. So, I mean, the other side of it is that Al Roker must know what Matt's all about. And so maybe that's, I don't want to get involved in speculation here because I think there's way too much of that now. The sexual harassment complaints, a lot of people are being accused of things that they are not guilty of. And that bothers me. I think there's, I've been following this Roy Moore thing. There are those who say George Soros is paying women to lie about Roy Moore. I don't know that that's... I mean, I can hear them on the other side saying that. George Soros is guilty of a lot of things. Is he guilty of that? I think
he hired people to be violent at Trump rallies during the primary cycle.
Yes, he did. That's true. Yep. But is he... Is it likely in this circumstance that there would be that much? Is there no smoke, or where there is smoke, Jennifer, is there no fire with Roy Moore?
I always watch how people respond to these accusations. How do the accused respond? And Roy Moore has vehemently denied this. And these claims should be very easy to prove. And he sent out his legal team to try to take down the credibility of these women. I mean, if you could, here's the thing. If you could actually prove that he had never walked into that restaurant where Beverly Nelson said she was attacked, it should be pretty easy to do that. All you have to do is talk to people who worked in the restaurant at that time, who were customers in that restaurant. There are, many of them should still be alive, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And it should be easy to prove whether or not he was a customer there. I'm surprised that neither party has tried to do that, or maybe they have. That seems to be the first thing where you could establish some credibility of this story. I just hate to discount these stories from these women because there are eight of them. So it's a tough situation because he's denied everything, and these women still come out and say that he did all of this. And these are really serious charges of pedophilia. These are not things that you want to just overlook.
Well, I just see the kind of danger that's involved in this. There's a very subtle Jimmy Fallon rumor that's floating around. There's now a Sean Hannity rumor that's floating around about
that. That came out a while ago, and he addressed it and fought back.
Which one, Jimmy Fallon or Sean?
Sean Hannity. It was probably 3 months ago, and he fought back at whoever was accusing him, and that seemed to go away.
What's the Jimmy Fallon thing? I haven't heard that.
I'm looking around, and I'm seeing things. The problem is that anybody who's in a position where someone could conceivably win or gain by shaking things up a little bit. I don't trust, this is a horrible thing to say, but maybe I should make it positive. I trust that people will do things that are in their own personal interest to get ahead. That's how cutthroat a lot of the stuff is. And these three late night shows are vying for, all three of them for basically the same audience. And so if there's a way to discredit, if there's a rumor that could be started on Twitter or something, about whether it's true or it isn't true, and that's the real problem. There are a lot of people in a lot of positions that are good people who are being accused of this by people who just want to see their lives destroyed for whatever their skulldeckerish reasons.
Right, weaponizing these claims, and that takes away from the real victims, number one, and makes a lot of people very vulnerable if you don't mount a good defense for yourself. I think it's a really scary time, and I think that we need to give these claims the seriousness and the contemplation that they deserve, but we have to know that not every claim is going to be a true one. You're right. There are people out there who have ulterior motives, and so you have to really take one at a time and see if you can flush them through. And that's hard because there's so many of them.
The Washington Post says today that some woman tried to dupe them with what they knew were false claims about Roy Moore.
They're just a disgusting wrinkle. That was James O'Keefe, who is a conservative reporter who tries to catch. He's the one that caught the Planned Parenthood people selling baby parts. Remember that?
Is he? He works for the Washington Post?
Works for himself. James O'Keefe is an undercover reporter who caught Planned Parenthood selling baby parts. He uncovers scandals on the left, essentially. And so he was trying to get into this mix, insinuating that perhaps the Washington Post had blown these stories up from these Roy Moore accusers, and he got caught at his own game.
Yeah, essentially someone
who made it up.
Yeah, someone who works, a woman who works for him, pretended that she had gotten impregnated by Moore, and then he forced her to have an abortion, and she had interviews with the Washington Post and other people and pretended that it had happened, and Washington Post found it out and said that it was all a hoax.
So it kind of, Kara made a really good point. We were talking about that during the break. It proved that the Washington Post does actually do their background research, so it proved that they're not fake news. So it kind of defeats the purpose if that's what he was trying to do.
I don't know that you can say that for everything in any circumstance, whether New York Times, whether it's the NBC.
In this specific case, it proved
in this case,
that
they got him. They got him, and it's good they got him. So there are all kinds of random tweets that are going on that are just mean-spirited and wrong. And that's the price we pay for all the social media. It is what it is.
And but you know what? They're having some damage. You can't get away from the damage, though, whether or not these accusations against Roy Moore are true. If he wins, and I'm using the word wins in air quotes, if he wins this election against Doug Jones on the 12th, that's not a win for Republicans. They might keep a seat, but do you know what kind of baggage that attaches to you? It's a stigma your entire life, whether it's true or it's not. It's like John Conyers, who's the congressman. He's a Democrat. He's a congressman who is probably going to have to resign maybe today or tomorrow because apparently he liked to have meetings in his underwear. I don't understand where people think that they can get away with this forever. I guess because they have for so long, they think they can continue to sneak it in.
And I think and I think social media has helped end a lot of this stuff. And I think that this is going to create, for the next generation, especially for women in the workforce, I think this is going to create an entirely different culture. And and guys who think they can follow in these footsteps of all these guys who have been taken down, I hope that they're seriously reconsidering their tactics at work.
Wow.
And it makes me happy if I have a daughter someday, then I hope that she doesn't have to deal with this kind of stuff where people say for 20 years they've known about Matt Lauer and they've known about Charlie Rose and they've known about all these people. As a woman, I'm tired of hearing that everybody knew about it. And some women tried to do something and got fired or whatever. There's stories
about... didn't say anything.
Yeah. And lots of them didn't say anything. And there's stories about, you know, flight attendants even.
Flight attendants are told in training, expect to be sexually harassed.
Essentially, you're
right,
yes.
How many people have you seen do that on planes? Guys, especially in first class, who, you know, talk it up with. I mean, there's a difference between talking it up with someone who wants to have a conversation and someone who doesn't want to be talked up and someone who doesn't want to have that. Her job is to take care of you and be of service, not to listen to you and your perversions. And why should they have to put up with that stuff? I wouldn't.
Right.
If somebody did that, I'd slap them. All right. Anyway,
you've been slapped in your life, Dougie?
Let's turn around. No, actually, I've never been. Well, that's not true. I was slapped by somebody I loved, but it wasn't for that.
The dramatic ones.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The Works Switch Driver and Drill, available now, retail $120. Works Pegasus Folding Work Table and Sawhorse, retail $120. We're giving one away, or a set of these away, a week between now and Christmas. If you want to register for the giveaway, all you have to do is go to djvshow.com and sign up. We'll pick winners at random every Friday. Did I have that right, Victoria Carr? Am I on safe ground there?
Yes.
Go sign up for the giveaway at djvshow.com.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Fans gather to drink V Formation, a new limited-time release pale ale from Goose Island, now at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports at participating locations while supplies last. Please drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Back to the sun. Did you love that?
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Johnny Cash's boyhood home in Arkansas may soon find itself listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It was built in 1934. Farmhouse located about 30 miles from Memphis, given to Cash's family along with 40 acres of farmland as part of a federal recovery program during the Depression.
I've never heard of that.
State, you've heard that about that program?
I've never heard of that.
Oh, no,
thing.
A lot of people got land from the government. It was taken back by banks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Banks, during the Depression, they took everything back, and the government stripped in and grabbed a lot of land and gave it back to people who either belonged to before or people that were who were eligible.
Right.
Arkansas State University took on the task of restoring the property a couple of years ago. It's been a tourist attraction since 2015. So this week, the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program is going to vote on whether or not the house ought to be considered a national landmark. I think it should be.
I vote yes.
I would too.
Yeah. Didn't we do a story a month or so ago that they made Aretha Franklin's childhood home, right?
Yep.
Am I remembering that right?
Yep,
yeah.
Yep, you remember correctly. Yes, you are right.
So I think Johnny Cash is obviously deserving.
Same, he's from the same value set as she is, for sure. Some other Johnny Cash news, just in time for Christmas. His 2003 box set, Unearthed, re-released as a deluxe vinyl package. It's basically over 9 LPs. This collection has 79 songs, 60-page coffee table book. Man, this would be very cool to have, actually.
This is a great Christmas gift for a Johnny Cash lover.
Yeah, great.
Some of the last photos ever taken of him before he died are in the book, too. It's really cool.
Yeah. Somebody who succumbed to overusing drugs and stuff. He died, I think he was 73 or 74.
Oh, I thought he was older than that.
Not. I think you look it up, you find. I think he was 73 or 74.
Oh, it's one of those, Doug, look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Look it up. Who's the captain of the Mayflower again? Look it up.
There it is.
Not Miles Standish.
Blink 182. Raising money for brain research, another music story. In this portion of each hour, we have musical focus on the DJV show. This is about a group that I must admit to not knowing much about, Victoria, so I'll pass the baton to you. Raising money, what, they raised $500,000 for
the
foundation? Yeah.
Yep. DJ Steve Aoki, it was his 40th birthday party. Every year he throws a big birthday party. This year it was about 100 people, a mix of celebrities and other artists and things like that, his family members, all that. And so Blink-182 played a surprise set for everyone there in order to raise money, which Steve Aoki has a foundation, and he always asks his guests to participate in some sort of way of charitable giving. And so this year he kicked off the silent auction with $50,000 of his own cash to go to the foundation, and guests put in $25,000 increments, and they made $500,000, and it all goes to brain science and research.
Really?
That is what his foundation is all about, studying things like CTE, Alzheimer's, all the stuff that needs
to
be studied.
So very valuable stuff, very important stuff.
Yep.
Brain science is one of the up-and-coming research areas that there's going to be a lot of money given to for obvious reasons. So good for him. Now I'm glad to know the story, Victoria. Thank you. 28 minutes after the hour here on the DJV show.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, they're the only part of your car that touches the road. And here are some new tires hitting dealers. Nexen, known for performance street tires, debuts its all-new MTX Extreme tire that stands for Mud Terrain Extreme, with two tread patterns. One side has a traditional look, the other an awesome claw-like pattern. You choose which one you want to see on your vehicle. A tire that you can change to match your mood just by flipping it over. You have to love that. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions, Google Play holiday music, even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
After the hour in the DJB experience, I'm Doug Steffen. Curry Keenan, Kara Schillen, and I are going through the Matt Lauer story. I don't know that there's this is flying from pretty much every corner of my room. I'm looking at so much stuff here. The sketchy double life of Matt Lauer. He was on Channel 9. I remember when I first saw him, which was WOR-TV. He did a movie show, an afternoon talk show, that sort of thing. And that's when he was viewed by the people at NBC as someone who could fill the shoes of men before him who have held the title of anchor of the Today Show. There have been some really fabulous people over the years that have had that job, and they've gone on, some of them, to other late-night things. Lauer seemed to be comfortable where he is. And he was making $25 million a year, so I guess that's enough to make you comfortable. But not enough to keep you from being a jerk. And so there are a lot of memorable interviews that he's done. A lot of people say they love him. I just looked at the video of the announcement that came as the Today Show went on the air this morning. Obviously, people close to tears.
Actually, I was kind of upset about it, too. I felt
I was
badly for them.
Yeah.
When you look and go through all of this stuff. And so under the circumstances, one wonders, because Al Roker apparently was very close to Ann Curry. And he was not happy when all of that went down. There are a couple of things on video that are shots at Lauer from Al, although it appears that Al and Lauer were friends as well. It takes your breath away. I look at this stuff and I become physically upended when I see this sort of thing, and you take away the disappointments. They're all just human beings. That's really where it, you know, stops and starts. Some people are better at being better human beings than others. Some people give in to temptation. Some people just hate working with other people for whatever the reason. Some people get set up. Some people treat their staff like trash. A lot of people are not going to work anymore. Actors, politicians, people who are in positions like Lauer. And if the real truth comes out, that's the way it ought to be. Apparently, they have the goods on Lauer. You said, Victoria, page 6 just broke who it was that brought these allegations forward.
Not naming names, but saying it was a staff member that that Matt Lauer apparently sexually assaulted. She claimed it was not consensual, and it was during the Rio Olympics when he was doing NBC coverage down there. Yeah. And that, I guess, must have been what they were referencing in the termination announcement.
And the other interesting thing that they mentioned, didn't they say that it's been known that over years he's had relationships with multiple staffers, but those ones were consensual? That just seems like a very...
NBC said that?
This was from page six. Someone else saying that. Because apparently it's not just the New York Times who had a big story. It was also Variety. And they were both, I guess, maybe going to vie for, you know, top billing, but both of them have been working on stories for the last 2 months on Matt Lauer, and both journalists said that NBC knew about it in advance, knew that these investigations were going on from Variety and the Times, and that it all seems to think like it seems to look like this was going to come out and it was going to be really bad, and so before they had egg on their face, they got rid of him.
Yeah, well, they have to, in this circumstance, stick their... They have to, you know, not put their best foot forward, but they better be ahead of it if they're a news organization before somebody else in another news organization shows them up.
Yep.
That wouldn't look good at all. Speaking of things that don't look good, and this is sort of from the same wheelhouse, I think, ladies, these senators who are trying to push a bill through the Congress, apparently some states have addressed the issue of revenge porn with bills that make it illegal to put pictures up online of someone that you may or may not, you know, have had a relationship with. And so this is something called the Enough Act, ending non-consensual online user graphic harassment. Enough, designed to address the unwanted sharing of private, explicit, naked images and photos of someone who does not want to have that. And what happens at the end of the day, you're in a relationship. I don't know why people share this stuff. Man, I never would. Because you never, once it's, if for no other reason, that's not my, what I want to do with my body and myself. Thanks very much. But to think that you're going to be silly enough to do something like that and it's not going to show up somewhere in public, once it's there, it's there. And people can do anything with it. But now, if you do it, you'll be prosecuted. If I understand all of the ins and outs of this bill, ladies. It's a part of the Intimacy Privacy Protection Act, and it's now in the House of Representatives. Reads, perpetrators of exploitation who seek to humiliate and shame their victims must be held accountable. It's long past the senator said who's supporting this time for the federal government to take action to give law enforcement the tools they need to crack down on these crimes. Is it the most serious crime? No. Should it be a crime? I think there's too much government, but I can see where this would be a horror show and unnecessary, and you can use this information or you can use these pictures in ways that may be unintended.
frankly. A lot of these things that are coming forth, the sexual harassment stuff, are not, those stories are not true. And, you know, let's say you have had a
But the majority of them are, though. Statistically, they say 3% of sexual assault crimes that are reported turn out to not be true. But that's only 3%. So most of these stories that we're hearing from these women who've come forward have all been vetted, and these guys are getting fired for it. So I don't know that we really want to keep saying, like, most of them aren't true. That's not true at all.
Did I say most of them?
Yeah. It kind of sounded like you were going the
opposite. I did say most. That wasn't what the implication. I think some of them are not true.
Some of them are, yeah.
And in this circumstance, I'm trying to relate that whole mentality to revenge porn.
Well, I think the issue with revenge porn is it's not just someone, you know, posting a picture and then people see it and giggle like, haha, look at this person's naked body. People can lose their jobs or get fired because these pictures
drinking.
Are floating around.
I know a teacher who lost her job because there was a picture posted of her on Facebook inebriated at a bar. Mm-hmm. So she lost her job. And that was posted by one of her friends. So you have no idea. That's why I say, going back to what, circling back around to what I said a few minutes ago in regard to the stuff that once it gets posted or somebody captures a picture that is on an iPhone, an iPad, some device, it's open season, man. And the only way to stop people from doing that is to pass a law, I guess, like this, and have it enforced.
Mm-hmm. Enforcing is going to be key.
Right. And there are gaping holes in our legal system when it comes to things like that, and also to sexual harassment. In a way, these companies and the individuals are policing themselves, so I'm not sure that there needs to be a law specifically designed for this, because it seems that most of the people who are guilty of it are getting their comeuppance, to reference what you said a few minutes ago about how many of these cases are showing up and what's happening to these people.
Yep.
They are losing their jobs, losing their livelihood. Not that anybody's going to have a benefit for Matt Lauer, because he made a lot of money
That's true.
Over the past 25 years. But still, the guy's in his, late 50s? So what does he do with the rest of his life? This is what he does. Who's going to hire him? Nobody will hire him. At all. Not for
anything.
Well,
it's interesting. I mean, you know, Billy Bush is trending on Twitter right now. I mean, he's somebody we really could talk about. Billy Bush laughed at horribly crude comments that the president made, and he got fired. It ruined his career.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Billy Bush at this point. You know, it's this is kind of a crazy double standard.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yep. All right. Being there, I guess, is... you don't want to be there. 44 past the hour. Here's where you do want to be. You want to be in a comfortable position, enjoying a good night's rest. The best offer ever from MyPillow is the one that is currently in effect. The benefits of MyPillow, any other pillow doesn't have what this has in terms of fill. The pillow can be adjusted the way you like it. You can wash it. You can dry it. It has a money-back satisfaction guarantee. The pillow's made in America. I can go through a laundry list, pardon the pun, of things that are so great about MyPillow. But as we're in the season of thinking about getting gifts, why not think about it this way? Everybody needs new pillows. So give your children new pillows. Buy one, they get two. Buy one for yourself, you get two. Buy one for your neighbor that you really like. Somebody you work with, whatever it is. Although maybe in the era we're in, if you buy a pillow for somebody, they'll think that's suggestive and maybe you'll be accused of sexual harassment. It'll go, you know, there's crazier things that have happened. But at any rate, the point here is that with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, you have the opportunity to buy all of these pillows, all the other things they have at MyPillow.com. Look at the array of things they have for your bed and for your bedroom. Free premium pillow. When you buy one, you get two. That's where it all starts. Use the promo code DJV for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Are you at home but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Ow, ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, this is, I'm trying to get to the bottom of all of this stuff, all these accusations of sexual harassment and assault. There are some of these offenders who have come forward and they say they're seeking professional help. I think that's what Weinstein, the big phony BSer that he is, said he was going to do.
Yeah, I saw
he went to a spa.
Basically. Right. I saw some picture on in some news or one of the tabloids that was like Kevin Spacey in rehab. Here's his first picture there. I'm like, I really doubt that.
So what I want to do, I would like to find, if we could find somebody, Victoria, who is an expert in this field, if there is such a thing. Is there treatment for perpetrators of sexual offenses? Sexual addiction, as people say that that's part of the problem. I don't know of any of these programs, but I'm, you know, not in that world.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if there is, and is it worth having a conversation with somebody if these people are trying to change their ways with professional help, or is it just phony baloney stuff like Weinstein and Kevin Spacey, who don't really have an intention. You see, the word that's most important here is intention. Oprah Winfrey was on with Harry Connick the other night on his program, and she was talking about the power of intention, which is a sort of newer spiritual buzzword, but it is, I believe, a very powerful way of looking at people's motivations. What is your intention by doing whatever it is that you do? Whether it's something in the workplace that benefits the job, benefits you, benefits the company, your intention is to help the company. When you invest in some company, your intention is to make money. When you marry somebody and you say you love her, the intention is to love him or her through your life. We all have we have the power of intention at our disposal. Whether you know it or not, it's there. So what are you intending to do by committing all of these acts? That's where you have to get to the cutoff. You've got to deal with that to keep people from doing it, in my estimation. Right? 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This theme from E.T., the extraterrestrial. If you don't know the story, that movie and Close Encounters of the Third Kind and the lead up to Star Wars, Steven Spielberg claims to have had the experience that he writes about and delivers in E.T. Have you heard that story, Chucker, that he actually had an encounter with an extraterrestrial? And
no, I didn't. Where was it? On the side of a roadside at late at night. Where did it happen?
I don't know. I don't have the benefit of the full story. I just know that in some of the circles in which I travel, it is common knowledge that Steven Spielberg believes in extraterrestrial life and has created movies around that theme, trying to make them a general consumer, fair, and they are. Under the circumstances.
Well, E.T. is an amazing movie, and so is Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Very different in style and tone, but totally awesome.
So why do we play the theme from E.T. there?
Spielberg news. His new film, The Post, which opens limited on December 22nd, goes wide on January 12th, named Best Picture, National Board of Review. Yesterday, it stars Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, films about the true story of journalism and a government cover-up in the 1970s. A lot of critics who have released brief reaction on the Internet, some calling it a masterpiece. So that's
well,
a film certainly.
It's more specifically, it's about the Pentagon Papers and the release of stuff during the Vietnam War. Catherine Graham, played by Meryl Streep, and Ben Bradley, played by Tom Hanks. It will be a powerful movie. And given the fact that there's so much of the quote-unquote investigative work going on right now that has to do some of it with the government, some of it with private industry, I think you're going to see a whole lot of interest in this. And it's being released in time for Oscar buzz, isn't it? I mean, isn't that the reality of why it's being released now?
Correct. And I, I haven't seen it. You haven't seen it. But I don't think we both have to be psychics to predict. I have a feeling in today's climate, this is going to win the Oscar for Best Picture.
Absolutely, today's climate, like Spotlight did when they did the story, that movie on the Boston Globe that flushed out all of these cretin priests. That's what that movie was about, and that got the Oscar, didn't it?
It did. It was a really good movie.
Yeah, it was. All right, really good movies in our focus here. Chuck Curry at 56 past the hour with more movie news in a moment.
Hi, I'm tech expert Jessica Naziri with some great ideas for the holidays. During the holidays, a lot of us are traveling or not at home, and security can be an issue. The Cloud Cam by Amazon is an intelligent indoor security camera that works with Alexa. Literally say, Alexa, show me my front door, and you can see what's happening on the app or on the desktop. It's 1080p full HD, has night vision, two-way audio, 24/7 live stream, detects motion all for $119.99. And if you buy two, it's less than $100 each. Switching gears, if you really want to make holiday shopping easy, one way to do that is through digital payments. You're going to love MasterPass by MasterCard to help make checking off your holiday gift list simple, smart, and secure. Your phone is your wallet. It's easy to use and so convenient. What I also love is that when you pay, a unique number is shared with the retailer instead of the actual card details, ensuring your information is protected. For more information, be sure to check out techsesh.co and let me know what you're doing this holiday season.
All right, so, Chucker, what's in the news? I know that you always have a bag full.
I had to bring this up. This is TV news related. MTV has greenlighted the Jersey Shore Vacation, which is going to bring back most of the original cast from the popular reality series. I have to believe, in today's climate, we need Snooki Doug. No?
I'm sure. Yeah, we sure do, Chucker. No question about
it. Look, I got my DVR all set. I don't know when it's going to air, but I can't wait. Actually, I can wait. Maybe a couple decades.
What does your wife think about that kind of a show?
Doesn't watch.
Doesn't watch any of that stuff.
No, I don't. The only reality show I watch is Boss Save on the Spike Channel. I like that show.
Why?
That's it. I don't know. I just find it interesting from a business point of view that this guy, I forget his name, goes in and saves these decrepit bars from failure. I just find it really compelling viewing. But that's it for reality TV for me. I'm not a fan. I don't watch any reality shows whatsoever, only scripted. Mostly scripted dramas I like.
So what, in this circumstance, why isn't there movies made out of more of these reality shows?
Why are they popular?
No. Why aren't movies made out of the reality TV shows? Why would they make good movies?
I don't know the answer to that question. I know is I have no interest in them.
All right, Chucker, that's what's important. Chuck Curry, our movie man.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.